Will, hello there, Why Not callers. This is Steve, along with the entire Why Not staff of Bruce and Lynn, here on the 6th of April, 1980, page number 27 to be exact, returning after a small vacation, a few more family problems, but I hope I'm back for good, and I hope we'll be getting a tape out regularly every week, the way we're supposed to. And the song we're now playing is I Grow Crazy by Paul Davis. And to Dave of Culver City, don't worry, we're going to be announcing the songs we are using on every tape for your information. And one final message before we get into the comments. To Regina, the Watts Towers, hey, I really appreciate your concern on my absence, but I assure you, I'm going to be here for a long, long time. So you can look forward to hearing me every week. Now the comments.
Hello. This is Steve from Manchester, New Hampshire. And my comment or question or whatever, I'd like to, up here we have no numbers such as this where you can call and make a comment and have it played back. And I was just recently turned on to some numbers out on the West Coast, and I was wondering if you have more. It would probably be quite a service to people from the East Coast that are just getting to find out these numbers. A few different comment lines, whatever you do this, you can measure your own number. Okay? This is Steve. Thank you. Good night.
Well, Steve, we'll send you out a care package full of numbers immediately. Too bad that's all you have is letters there. Now, seriously, what we have for you, and we will have them by the end of this week, definitely this time, anyone who has sent in for them, the Why Not Freaky Phone entertainment list, which will be the most complete entertainment list you will be able to get. Not only will it contain all of our local lines here in Los Angeles and Orange County areas, but we'll have a complete national list of all different types of numbers, as well as a world list with some international things for you people that can afford to call all over the world. And all of you people have already sent in for them. We still have your names and your self-addressed stamped envelopes, and we will mail them out to you as soon as they do become available. And anyone else requesting, you can mail in by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Post Office Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And again, you know, you can address that to Why Not Entertainment List. Next.
Hi, it's Keith from Canoga Park. I'm sitting here at my job. I'm a night security guard. And it's about 5:15 in the morning, so I thought I'd just call in. And I got lucky, had to communicate. So I would like to comment on illegal aliens coming over the border from Mexico and taking our jobs. Well, I'm getting pretty mad at this because the U.S. government has just let me get away with it. It's supposed to, quote-unquote, unofficially help the economy, at the same time screwing the regular, normal, working class person. The government has a chance of correcting the problem when they built a new fence on the border down in Texas and California down there. And the proposed fence was lobbied by humanitarians, because it had like barbed wire that might dismember somebody, and they said it's harmful, but the whole purpose of the fence is to keep people out. So that now they just have wire fence, in some places they don't have any fence, so virtually people are just walking in through. And I have a solution to that. I think we should take the training of the Marines that are down in Pendleton, add another week to their boot, which is currently 12 weeks, making it 13 weeks, and they whack them down by the border. They would, you know, get experience, sort of, and then that would deter the Mexicans from coming across. That way, even though countless jobs will be lost by Mexicans, Americans that like, need work to take them, and employers would have to pay more money. Obviously, they couldn't pay pennies at the point, paying the illegals, but it would help. It would help get people off Social Security, you know. And appreciate other people's views on this because I realize mine isn't the only one. And thanks a lot, Arvin.
This is Gene from Canoga Park, and I wanted to talk about the baseball players going on strike. I think it's really ridiculous that they're going on strike. The average baseball player is making $140,000 a year when an average middle-class family makes somewhere around $25,000, and they are playing 6-7 months out of the year when we have to work all year round besides vacation time. And I think baseball players going on strike is really ridiculous because baseball is not a national pastime anymore. And I think baseball is turning into a money game. And it's really ridiculous that they let the players get away with it. Well, that's all I have to say. It's Keith from Canoga Park saying bye.
Edwin, don't vote for Proposition 9. It's to pad the rich and hurt the poor. Vote instead for the Tax Simplicity Act in November, which are going to benefit the working people. Don't be fooled by Jarvis. He wants to give the rich a break. He's only for the rich.
Yes. This is Jim Venus. When will Uncle Feige be taking comments again for his Feige contacts? Wanted to know about if he could find out for me. If he could find out and ask Uncle Freaky for me. And people at Why Not, I appreciate it. Good on.
Okay, we would like to emphasize this is Why Not. This is not Freaky Phone. Dave does not hold any normal schedule in his line. Whenever people stop calling the last case, then he starts making a new one. So to find out whether Dave is going to be taking input, you really got to call his line just to find out. And his number, by the way, is 992-0999 in the 213 area code.
Hi, this is Allison Fonte from Northridge. I'd like to know what you do when your mother tells you not to eat bread on Passover and you do. Thank you.
Okay, well, after the Seder, you know, it was getting kind of late. And I was still kind of hungry, so I had a bagel, okay? That was the first night. So, around Sunday, I started having this weird craving for hard-boiled eggs that were colored with food coloring and chocolate rabbits. I don't know. Can you explain this? And now a message from our one-out affiliate in Mexico City.
Hola, me llamo Jose. ¿Cómo se llama? En qué calle vive tu abuelo? Mi abuelo vive en Watts. ¿Cómo se llama su abuelo? Mi abuelo se llama Gloria. Gloria es muy gordo. ¿Tú gordo o flaca? Flaca o gordo. Y tu escuela viene. Yo vengo a la escuela O'Callaghan. Mi comienzo marijuana es muy bien. Sí o no? En mi opinión, marijuana es muy bien, muy, muy, muy bien.
Hi, this is Julie from Chatsworth, and I'd like to comment about the Iran situation. I think this U.S. is totally falling apart, I'm sure. Those hostages have been in there for so damn long, and Jimmy Carter and everybody else hasn't been doing a damn thing about it. All Jimmy Carter does is sit home and veg out, and I think he's been eating too many nuts because he hasn't done shit about this damn situation. I think he should get his head screwed on right and do something about it. This is Julia signing off.
Hello, Jerry Canoga Park calling 1120 Friday. Okay, first I was just wondering, what the hell's been happening with your line? I mean, it just seems like you guys really don't care that much about it. I mean, you play a Halloween tape for about 3 weeks. Then you play a three-week code input, and just like, you know, you guys have been having problems with the line for a long time now. Wondering what's going to happen if you guys are going to be getting back on a permanent schedule where, you know, you take your input on Friday and play an output day the rest of the week, and then, like most of the other lines are doing, or you're just going to leave it like this, and you never know what's going to happen. All right. Good night.
Well, the truth is, we just love to keep you guys guessing, so we're going to change the name of our line to Lazy Line, and we're just never going to make tapes anymore. You guys will have to mail us things. When we get around to it, and, you know, we'll put it on, okay?
Yeah, this is Bill Van Eyes, and I'd like to say hello to everybody out there today. And I'd like to say that if anybody's looking for a lead singer for a group, I've been a singer for like 3 years now. I'm in the Van Nuys area. And if anybody knows anybody that wants to form a group around here, just give me a ring. That's all. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Steve from Women Health, and I have this Carl's Jr. pop quiz card thing to cover. And I want, there's a question here. It says, One Day at a Time was one of her albums. I want to know who could answer it. I have six choices. The question again is, One Day at a Time was one of her albums. And the six choices are Judy Collins, Carole King, Janis Joplin, Joan Baez, Carly Simon, and Joni Mitchell. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it if this is answered.
You may not believe it, but the answer is Barbra Streisand. And if you win, you have to mail me half the hamburger. Next.
The Magic Tone. Here's Studio City here, and I like to bring people up to date on the current drug problem. They say we have a drug problem among the youth. They say that, this is what I hear on the radio, they say that youth now are getting way too radical with their marijuana. It's 5 times as potent as it used to be back in, I guess, the 50s. And all I can say is, I hope it gets more fun. We're out of here. Jesse gets the jet. Thank you.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Easter and happy Lent season. This is Dave of Culver City here on Good Friday. It's the 4th of April, and it's 6:30 in the evening, 1980. And, by the way, I will answer some questions of some people who asked me some. Oh, well, not personally to me, but... acquiring about some certain numbers. I don't remember their names, but to all those of you who haven't heard, here are the new numbers for Montage. They are in the 213 area code 6603927. That's the output. The input is 6602907. That's once again the output 6603927. Input 6602907. And also there is now an LA number for the short circuit for input and output. Input is being taken on, I think it is Monday. I know for certain it's on Thursdays also, and it's on Saturdays. Anyway, we check the short circuit at 777-5500. That's 777-5500.
This Why Not Comment tape continues on side 2. Please stand by.
There is also a line is, I'd say it's fast coming up, but you'll hear more about that. It's an old kind of radio line. I won't say what it is. Let the guy himself tell you. Okay, there is a new conference line in Hollywood called the UFO Conference at 462-6836. That's 462-6836. And let's see, any more numbers that I sent online? I don't think so. Is there anybody else? I'm trying to think of anybody else who had a question, was questioning some of those numbers. Oh, here we go with one more. Yes, have you heard? Express Line now has got 213 area code diverter numbers. How about that? Okay, in Los Angeles, from Beverly Hills, serving Beverly Hills, Culver City, and parts of Los Angeles, it's
551234. Yes, the number that was forwarding to the link for a long time and forwarding to Montage for a long time. I'm sorry, now it's no longer forwarding to there, but it's now forwarding up to the express line at, by the way, 805-252-9777 or area code 805-252-XPRS. That's the express line. Okay, and it also has a Van Nuys number, and that's at 989-1874. That's 989-1874 here in 213 area code. There will soon be arising a 714 diverter, but you will be notified about that soon. That's all there is at this point, so everybody have a good Friday, and a good, happy Easter, and we'll talk to you all soon. Oh, well, one more thing. What was the record you played on the last tape? I mean, I remember you guys used to mention the names of the records, and you used to say, like, and now a few more bars of Cheap Trick and all that. I kind of wish you would do that again. I kind of would be curious to know what that record was you played on the last tape. Okay, everybody have a good Easter. Goodbye.
Okay, well, the last tape, the song was called Any Way You Want It, and it was off the Journey album called Departure. It was their latest release. And we usually will announce the name of the album, but I didn't do it the last two times I made the tape.
So, why not, callers? Dave Van Whipper here with a bit of information that you might find interesting. This afternoon, I was in beautiful downtown Torrance, and I drove by a drive-thru restaurant. The name of the restaurant caught my eye, and it was called nothing else but Why Not Burgers. I mean, hey, why not? Isn't that a great name for a drive-thru? It's too hip. I mean, why not? See ya.
To tell you the honest truth, it's not even a good name for a comment line.
We interrupt this comment tape for, well, why not? Here's a news bulletin. A virulent, incurable strain of herpes virulus is ripping across the United States and has reached epidemic proportions in every major city. The rapid spread of this epidemic is attributed to public ignorance and failure of medical practitioners to recognize the early symptoms. The disease is characterized by frequent erections and an irresistible urge to masturbate, often during ordinary daily activities. The victim may experience this abnormal sexual need while working at the office, babysitting, using the telephone, watching television, smoking marijuana, or even merely sitting around reading a magazine. In its more advanced stages, the patient's agony is so intense that even surgical removal of the genitals without anesthetic, the only approved treatment in America, seldom affords much relief. Warning, this disease is usually fatal. If you think you may have it, consult your family surgeon without delay and urge all contacts and family members to do so as well. This is Uncle Freaky reporting.
Hey, John. This is Scott. Can I have something to say a few things? Wasting, you know, electricity and the stuff that the, you know, GWP charges $10 million for a year. The electric heating and stuff, you know, that's pretty stupid. You know, they put your heating, I mean, any kind of heating, really. You put your heating vents at the top, you know, like above your door. And where does heat go? Good question, right? Heat rises. But how does your roof collect all the heat? Isn't that neat? So let's all live in our attic. Have a good day, and bye-bye.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment about a growing problem in Los Angeles City school campuses. Our school campuses have seen all the drugs, LSD, PCP, MJB, but now the worst one of all seems to obstruct, Vicks NyQuil. Yes, children are taking mass quantities of Vicks NyQuil before coming to school or keeping it in their lockers, using the old adage, I have a cold. NyQuil supposedly makes a person float and feel like a bird. One NyQuil user was quoted as saying, wow. NyQuil is a dangerous drug and can cause nausea, insanity, and hemorrhoids. It's a very dangerous drug, and diluting will not help at all, because all the water used to dilute NyQuil is from Mexico. If you or someone you love is addicted to Vicks NyQuil, please do them and yourself a favor. Call the Vicks NyQuil overdose hotline. You will be saving a life. NyQuil is a very dangerous drug and can kill you. This is the Nate Public Service announcer from Cosmo Hills. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Brett, and I live in Tarzana. And I think the dummy who made up some of the table manners we gotta follow is pretty stupid. Like the one you gotta switch hands, but cut with your right hand, and then switch your fork to your right hand, then pick up the food, then eat it. Hi there, Phantom Comment Line. This is Pinky Lenore, and I'd like to talk on your phone at Telephone Land about a little boy named Gerald. And this little boy has a problem. If he's not elected president, he will die of cancer. So will you please help him by calling 352-0999 or 415-474-0404? That will help him, but it'd be fun.
Well, that's all the comments this week. Next week, if you'd like to hear more comments, you can actually leave us more so you'll be able to hear more. So be sure to call us next week with a comment on Friday. And we have a special guest in our studio, professional broadcaster Bobby Bitchin from KCUF Radio. And now here's Bobby.
This is Bobby Bitchin on KCUF Radio in Northridge, California. It's 74 degrees today in the Southland, 65 at the beach, is 54 in downtown Burbank, and 75 in Sunland. Listen to our radio station all day tomorrow for $1,000 in cash prizes. Goodbye.
Okay, well, that's it for Bobby as well. We're really running short of material this week, so we're going to get up a few live comments for you, send off the tape, and anything else I happen to throw in there, maybe some interesting commercials and various other nonsense. The rest of number tape 27, April 6, 1980. And here we go with Casey Arleta.
This is Casey. I'd like to continue with a comment that was left on last week's tape by Lynn Woodham Hill about New Wave and how bad it really is. But you notice that when you turn on stations like KMET and KLOS, you get your usual, especially KLOS, you get your usual hardcore rock and roll. KMET is getting into New Wave. I can't see why, really. But then I can't see. Oh, never mind that. K-West and KLOQ are your New Wave stations. But anyhow, yes, New Wave, one word for that, sucks. Anyhow, I don't really have much more to leave because I'm being put on the spot by a live wire, shall we say? Anyway, this has been Your Majesty, Casey of Arleta.
You can look for White House reaction tomorrow, shortly after the announcement out of Tehran. I'm Keith Berman, American Contemporary Radio. In day 156 of the stalemate, Foreign Minister Gotsabay says that Iran's ruling Revolutionary Council is now decided about the transfer of the American hostages to government control. And he said there will be an announcement tomorrow, pending the okay of the Ayatollah Khomeini. In Tehran, we ask ABC's Pete Simmons what he hears.
There is speculation here that the government and the Revolutionary Council does not want to take the hostages from the students because then the United States would say, well, the charges of the government of Iran, and now, under international law, we want you to give them to us. As long as the militants in the embassy hold them, the government really has nothing to do with them.
No experience, no job.
But where do I get the experience?
Hey, we don't ask for experience. You won't read it in a book. You live it. It's a service. It's a challenge. Set yourself apart.
Be your local recruiter, paid for by U.S. Armed Forces.
They started arriving late Friday, and tonight nearly 10,000 Cubans are sitting in at the Peruvian Embassy in Havana.
Hey there, Susie, you look great. You don't have pimples anymore.
Yeah, I know. Ever since I started wearing lenses, my skin's cleared up.
Hold on there. You can't say that. It's not true. What is true is you're going to get a great fit from Wranglers, and you'll look terrific in Wranglers. Sure, wonderful things do happen when you wear Wranglers.
Wonderful things will happen when you wear Wranglers.
But even Wranglers can't promise miracles.
From ABC News, I'm Dan Friedman.
Hello, people. This is Richard of Beverly Hills. And I want you all to know that the Marijuana Initiative is coming up for the 1980 ballot. Or hopefully it is. It needs a lot of signatures. It has to be sent in, and people have to get things pushed through Congress and all sorts of dumb things. Also, there was a person on, I believe it was Feedback, a few months back, talking about magical mushrooms and things that get you stoned and all. I'd like to get in touch with you. And for all of you people who either like fancy clocks or happen to be boring, you may want to check out a thing called an autochron. It's a small sphere on a 2 or 3 inch platform, and you turn the top of it, and it lights according to the number of the hour, minute, and day. It'll flash. In other words, if it was 5 o'clock, it would flash 5 times, and while it was flashing, it also sets off a beep tone. I do not know what frequency this tone is, but after that, it then, within a slightly higher tone, tells you the number of minutes, once again by flashing, the tens of minutes, then the number of minutes itself. So, for instance, for 5:38, it would flash 5 times, then 8 times, then 3 times, then 8 times. Anyway, it is made by ChronoArt, ChronoArt. You can call them at area code 707-795-1834. That is at 9175 Poplar Avenue. Cassidy, I believe it is, California, 94928. Please say hello, Jack.
And hey, little blind boy.
Hello, Potty. I like you all, though. And I very sincerely and deeply want you to forgive me for all of my problems. Now, I was not lodged in the White House, but the things have changed, and myself and this poor little blind boy I want you all to meet. And he's in it in his heart, forgive me. I want all of you to please do the same. This has been Richard Santa Clemente. Thank you.
Well, we have slowly come to the end of this Why Not Comment tape for April 6th. The problem is that we just didn't have enough comments, and you, the listening audience out there, leave us the comments we need on Friday and Saturday, then it makes it easier for us to make a tape, and naturally we can get them out that much earlier. So, we are going to take comments on Friday and Saturday upcoming, so remember, call up and leave a comment. Alright, don't forget our 935 diverter for you residents of North Hollywood and most parts of Los Angeles. That is area code 213-935-8203. And just stand by. This tape will repeat momentarily.